Are you ready? If you are ready, lift your hands toward heaven. Tonight is the night of the Holy Ghost. There will be ordinations tonight. So tell the Lord not to pass you by. That's why you are lifting your hands. You didn't come to behold the preacher. You didn't come for another message. You came for an encounter with the Holy Ghost. And if that is your burden tonight, begin to speak out your expectation. Regombre safatale sazaina mantelia fata shadote fatelina ragidado se bragatina sada barondo se fratto separade yelegavonde retabo. Roar in the spirit. Let the lion in you cry. Ola mane kazovanda talere brako zavodia tatak. Tadak, tadak, tadak. Let the echoes of your prayers ascend to the heights of the heavens. A generation is about to rise. Savonde Tabayano, Tabayano, Satapia,
Ajina,
Yarabanda Tai,
Yana, Ikina, Ajina, Dikma,
Omanadiano, Velakazia.
We chanting the Holy Ghost.
The church in the last days is a church without walls. Because we cannot be trapped in an auditorium. Our worship is in Zion. So before we begin, we ascend. We are not singing a song, brothers and sisters. We are migrating to where the echoes of eternity can be heard. Because until we align with Zion, we have no power on earth. It's a church without walls. And this is why it's important to gain ascendancy in the spirit. I didn't come to preach another message. I came to activate men. I came to provoke dimensions. I came to summon mantles of motivation. Pray the Holy Ghost. Varegapato kapatias. Bredekavando sapate. Jetebo. 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 Ole la bata kaboria da da ba. Trumpeters. Trumpeters. You are about to call forth a season. God is not looking for preachers. You are about to begin to call seasons. So when you gather in the morning to pray, it will not be morning cry. It will be another arm in the spirit. And you will call seasons. You will provoke alignment in the spirit. As I speak, there are 12 of you with the ordination of trumpeters. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everywhere you are in this auditorium, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that dimension rest upon you. Trumpeters, arise! Trumpeters, I call you forth. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, the angels are anointing them. There are 12 of them. Ushers, get me those people now. Now, 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 now. Take. Uniagric will remain in darkness until dimensions of heaven begin to visit your campus. And I come as a witness. I come as a witness. 12 is the number of government. Angels of territorial function. Pick them. Government. What the fuck? Service. As I am teaching, things will be happening. Graces will be resting on people. Dimensions of God. Things will be happening. Don't be distracted. Thank you, Father. As we ascend, Lord, we ask that you grant us access into the vault of wisdom. That you may bring your counsel to your people and establish your government over the territory. Take all the praise, take all the glory in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Your campus will be turned around. Tonight again, we have the privilege of having God's servant with us. A minister of the gospel and a major in the Nigerian army. Pastor Edgy Franklin. Thank you so much. God bless you. Good to see you. We have one of our mothers in the land with us tonight. She is none other but Prophetess Doshima. Can you celebrate her? And of course, my brother, the director of campus ministry and impatience of the remnant nation, Pastor Ijo Godwin. The lecturer with your university. I want to tell you tonight, because of the nature of the service, I want to tell you the stories of eternity. So you would understand what life in time is about. If you are not taught realities that transcend your existence, you will not understand that you are a pilgrim on this side of the divine. You will think life is about the laws of biology. And existence is about the theories of sociology and philosophy and psychology. It's deeper than that. Your being was a carefully taught arrangement from a dimension that is superior to all you know. So it's important for us to understand the origin of existence and the reason for which we are here on this side of eternity. And also to understand that because of the nature of our design, our existence does not end with this realm. When the world is wrapped away like a canopy, you will still be there. The question is, where will you be when space, matter, and time is withdrawn? When you are brought out of this frame of reference and introduced to reality itself, what side of reality will you find yourself? It's a function of the understanding you glean as you walk on this side of the divine. So tonight, I will keep it calm for a while and talk to you about virgin wisdoms. The things that predated creation itself. Where the story began from. In the crucible of reality. The things that were taught and contemplated before your creation was necessitated. So that you will draw your reference beyond time. And everything you do will be motivated by impulses that are beyond time. And I do double and no. But your kid double and no. Oh, hit me in the air. I can't take it. And I do double and no. Oh, your kid double and no. Oh, hit me in the air. Akwata kibitiye. Odo bogagu. Odo bogagu. Ene kidabu eno. Ohiminiye. Akwata kibitiye. You know the things I want to teach you, they are secrets, they are high in heaven. I need to go higher so that utterance can be granted me. I wish you understand what I'm saying. I know somebody is saying this boy is proud. What is he trying to do? When I enter there, you'll be humbled. Because you will know that what I will say, there will be echoes of eternity. They are not the wisdom of men. There are things that are locked in Zion. Until access is granted, you can't read the ancient scrolls of eternity. It's not everything that is mathematics and physics. I'm a graduate of chemistry, but I know chemistry is dwarfed. You know, I schooled here. I graduated from here 10 years ago. I came back, did master's here. I'm doing PhD. I've studied chemistry to the molecular level. But it's dwarfed. When we talk about virgin wisdom, if God grants you access to look upon these things for a moment, it will change your life. And I do double and oh. Oh, talky double and oh. Oh, him in the air. Aquata kibiti. And I do double and oh. Vale kazata. Vale naele. Epufaya. I can't teach until I'm drunk. Kaile, Kaile, Owele Nevaino Tabak, Yeleano, Apuate, Kasusa, Elanavia, Olianeka, Owozida, Atada, Kayade, Ediano Tabak, Raka, Takia, Koma, Eole Lavina, Atiakova. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, the Bible said, in the beginning, God That was not part of the story. It's not in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. No. It's in the beginning God. Because before creation began, God dwelt in himself. Elohim is the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Before the spirit realm was created, God. So God does not live in eternity. Because before eternity was, God was. So when he said, in the beginning, God, he was telling you about another existence that is beyond everything that was created. He was talking to you about a civilization that was not created. Eternity was created. God was not created. That's why I said, in the beginning, before creation began, God. That's why I said, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. The first question to ask yourself is, where was God before creation began? Where was he? You know, you can't be. Everything that was created after its environment. So before the angels were created, the heavens were created. Before man was created, the earth was created. Before the fish was created, the water was created. Because you cannot exist without your environment. But he said, before creation began, God. So where was God? God is his own environment. You see why we don't worship God? The word God means it doesn't depend on anything to exist, but all things depend on him to exist. So if everything is withdrawn, God. If both the earth and the heavens end, God. But you see, if the earth is withdrawn, you can't be here. Because you need earth to exist. That's why we don't worship you, even though you are handsome. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Buddha began on earth. Muhammad began on earth. Every other being worshipped began on earth. But the one we are talking about, the Bible said, in the beginning, God. He was before creation began. And you know, when you look into the community of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, you see, we can teach Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 for 1 year. Because when he said God, that was the first time he revealed that many can be one and one can be many. It revealed not a man, a being. It revealed a community. So he was talking about a being and a community at the same time. One in three, three in one. So everything about the first phrase of the Bible is a mystery. So if you approach Christianity casually, you are already lost. Because the book was opened with mysteries. And when you study the community of the Godhead, you discover that that civilization was ruled by three divine realities. The first reality that ruled that community was that there was a will that binds them together. The second is that there was a wisdom they lived by. And the third was that at every time they had a purpose. Because when John was taken to heaven, the 24 elders told him, all things were created for thy pleasure. They were addressing God. So the community already always had a purpose. And the reason for which they created earth was so that the creation will give them joy. When a man wants to play, he distracts himself. So he says, let's go and play football. And he's just running and laughing. Or he says, let's go and do Niger bet. That one is a man of man. He's a fallen man. But you see, when a God wants to play, he doesn't distract himself. He displays power. So when God wanted to play, he released lightning and angels appeared. That's how a God plays. When he wanted to play, he stood up. He said, heavens appear. And as he was looking, the firmaments were appearing. The stars, the constellation, they were forming. And you were hearing sounds of thunder and lightning. And everything was happening. That's how a God enjoys himself. And when the earth collapsed, he came and he said, the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep. God was imagining, how do I derive joy now? And when he had contemplated everything, he stood upon the darkness and he said, light appear! So the first way he played was that he dwarfed darkness. It looked as if darkness was ruling. But when God wants to play, they manifest power. And you know, even tonight, God will play here. So that community was ruled by a will, by a wisdom, and by a purpose. Now, when he decided to come into creation, the only way creation could interact with his will, his wisdom, and his purpose, because he's a spirit, and spirits are legalistic beings. You know, as a man, I can tell you, I'll see you by 10 a.m. Me and Mama have planned on this one for a long time. And then when it's 10 a.m., I'll be sleeping. And then when you call, as I wake up by 2, I'll say, oh, sorry, I forgot. It doesn't happen like that in the spirit. If you forget, you'll be judged. Because so long as you say 10, you don't have the right to forget. It's a realm of legalities. When a spirit say, I will visit you, no matter what happens, come rain, come shine, the spirit must come. Because in their realm, their word is their law. It's a legalistic realm. So in order for that realm to operate, the realm had to be governed by thrones and by courts. So when you enter the spirit realm, one of the things you will see a lot of thrones. And most times, before anything happens, spirits converge. There will be court sessions so that verdicts can be brought from different quarters. It's on the basis of those verdicts that decisions are made. What we do on earth most times is a wisdom that is from the spirit, but we are not aware. Human being is not an origin of anything. Everything man does begins from the spirit realm. So when you have authorities, structures, courts, it's because that's how the spirit realm runs. In Romans 1:20, he said, the invincible attributes of God, even the Godhead, is revealed by the natural things. So there is a wisdom that permeates into the natural to help mortals look into the spirit from the natural. So the only way the civilization of the Godhead can affect creation is by thrones and by courts. So when you enter the realm of God, you will see a lot of thrones. And you see,
Most people that finish their race on earth according to divine purpose, they are given tools in Zion. What we pursue on earth is not money. The reason we come to God is not money. Because we can get money without God. The reason we come to God on earth is not promotion. Because we can get it without God. The reason we come to God is not even health. Because we can be healthy without God. The reason you think health is too important is because you are in Africa. There are people in other countries, there are no mosquitoes. So since they grew up, they never had malaria. Now they are 70 years old. So if you preach God that only heals the sick, they will look at you and say, I've never been sick. So I don't need your God. Meanwhile, if you come to God, we give you all these things. But beyond it, we pursue God for eternal things. Because when we journey back to Zion, we discover that Zion is a realm of thrones. It's a realm of dominions. It's a realm of courts. So when you go to heaven, the court that you appear in is what determines your rank. And as I teach, I will come to a point where I will tell you the highest level of the prophetic. Because when a prophet graduates from earth, he becomes an elder in heaven. Because the end product of a prophetic office is to become a council member in heaven. That's why prophets are not people that see in the spirit. But if a prophet will see, prophets are the keepers of righteousness. Because the office of the prophet is to uphold justice. The reason is because only the prophet at all times can see what is happening in heaven. So he will be telling you the standards of God as it is in heaven, so that he can be established on it. And most times, when Israel goes astray, God sends a prophet. So when the prophet comes, he brings the dimensions of heaven. When a prophet finishes assignment on earth, when he goes to heaven, he becomes a member of a court. So when God wants to carry out decisions over nations, it is the courts of the prophets that decisions are made from. So today, people like Elijah will still come to Israel and talk to Jesus about what he must do to save humankind. The reason is because they have become elders in Zion. So Jesus cannot go to Jerusalem until this man comes from heaven and they tell him, this is the legislation that came from the throne room. You must go to Jerusalem and die. Because Jesus did not even know how he was supposed to die. It was when Elijah and Moses came that they told him, the wisdom that came from deity is that he will die on a cross like a thief. That was what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. When Moses and Elijah came to Jesus, they came to bring him breaking news from heaven. Jesus knew he must die, but how? He didn't know. So he said they were telling him about what he must do in Jerusalem. Because when the court sat in heaven, in the galactic realm, what was concluded was that you will die on the cross. You know, in Matthew 12:32, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. But he didn't know how until Moses and Elijah came. Because in the courts of heaven, that was where the wisdom came from. Now, not every prophet had that rank. Because when some prophets were on earth, they were more interested in honorarium. So when they finished their prophetic call, it is the money they spent that was their glory. Some of you will be called this night. That's what I'm telling you. So when you begin your journey, you will not look at earthly things. You will look at Zion. 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 Paul said, I am looking for a crown. The reason I can give my body to die is because I know when I go to Zion, there's a throne. So the motivation of Paul was who he will be in the world to come. Because an apostle, when an apostle finishes his assignment on earth, in heaven, he becomes a high commissioner. I wish I had time to tell you the origin of angels. Then you will understand that angels are people that serve as messengers of God in ages past. Because the age of the earth is not the first creation of God. The Bible said in the beginning God created the heavens. There were many creations before God created earth. And in those creations, there were other people that served God the way you and I are serving God now. Hope you remember that when John went to heaven, he met a fellow apostle. And the apostle had become a messenger in Zion. So in the world to come, that guy will be an angel. God can send him to the next world. And the way Gabriel comes into earth, that's how that guy will appear in the next world. When John saw him, John thought he was an angel. John wanted to worship him. He said, I'm one of your brethren. I have finished my own apostolic mandate. So the same errands I was running on earth, that's the errand I'm running in Zion. So if you're an apostle on earth and your goal is honorarium, you are failed. Because when you go to heaven, you will sit and you will hear God tell Paul, go to that world and tell them this. You will never hear it. Because that realm is governed by courts. And you know, there are three kinds of courts in Zion. There are many courts in Zion, but there are three kinds. There is a judicial court. There's a legislative court. And there's an executive court. The executive court, when I say court, I mean this type you know on earth, where you have a chief judge and lawyers. That's what I mean. When you get to Zion, the executive court is not for creation. That's the court of the Godhead. So when God said, let us make man in our own image, that was a court session. The Father was talking to the Son, and the Son was talking to the Spirit, and the Spirit was talking to the Father. That's a court. That's the executive court of Zion. In that court, men, angels, and no creation is permitted to come there. You know, when God said, let us make man, the reason God went back to that court was because the assignment that man is coming to carry out on earth, there was an angel carrying that assignment on earth. His name is Lucifer, the son of the morning. He was the first governor of the earth, but he violated God. And because he was an angel, and matters of creation are not addressed in the judicial court or the legislative court, matters of creation are secrets of the Godhead. So God withdrew from eternity and went back into himself. So only the Father, the Son, and the Spirit could appear there. And they concluded, now Lucifer has fallen. We need another governor on the earth. What do we do? So they were brooding in that court. And finally, verdict came from there. A wisdom came out. Let us make man. That's the highest court in Zion. There are many things that only the executive court had the power to proclaim. For example, when Lucifer fell, it was that court that proclamation was made from. God didn't consult anybody. He said, you were in Eden, in the mountain of God, but you have allowed iniquity to enter your heart. He said, therefore you will be cast as profane from the mountains of God. When Adam fell, it was that same court that proclaimed. He said, ye are gods. Because you are the children of the Most High, but you know not, neither will they understand. He said, therefore you will fall like the princes. They were eternal verdicts from the courts of God. But you see, because God wants creation to participate in the experience of the divine, he has the judicial court and the legislative court. In the judicial court, you can argue your case. That's why we do priesthood. In the executive court, what rules there is the will of God. And that's why only sovereignty powers that court. So your prayer can't change the will of God. Because where the verdict was passed from, there's no room for negotiation. So if God says, you will succeed. If they like, all the sorcerers in your village will gather. They wasted their time. I'm telling you how we live from heaven. See, when oil began to rest on my head, some people now stood up and said, he will soon fall. I looked at them and laughed. You don't know where this utterance came from. It came from Zion. Zion. It is the executive court. It's not because you qualify. God doesn't choose you because you qualify. It's called ordination. So when the executive arm of God's government sits, they now say, matter will represent Uniagric. If you
like.
Do anything you want. Go to heaven, come down. Matter will represent uniacre. Because it is the will of God that rules that court. It was from that court that they sat together and they said, they were looking at themselves. And the Father and the Holy Ghost said, you will die for man. Jesus now looked at two of them. I don't want to die. Why? What is this? So, it was two against one. So, even when Jesus was in Gethsemane, he said, it's not my will. But you see, that court had proclaimed, you will die for man. And you are here. Now God say you will be a prophet. And then he now say, I don't want God. I don't want God. You know what they will do? The mortals will look at you and laugh. And then the way they told Paul, they will tell you, it is hard to kick against the bricks. This utterance, it came from the high heavens. You have been chosen. You have been chosen. So you may finish school and say, I'm going to Lagos to make money. When you struggle for 10 years, a whale will swallow you and bring you back to Benue State and vomit you. You didn't read the story of Jonah. A whale will swallow you and a whale will carry you. When he reach River Benue, it will come to the bank. That's why some of you find yourself on trailer. It's on trailer you return. That's a whale. You reign, you ancient Zion's king. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are the Lord. To the executive court of God, when he speaks, he is sovereign. Only his will functions there. But you see, in the legislative court, where God makes laws that govern men, there are four things that rule the legislative court. It is the mercy of God, the grace of God, the wrath of God, and the love of God. The mercy, the grace, the love, and the wrath of God. You know, sometimes God chooses you, and then you violate God. And according to the wrath of God, you are no longer qualified. Then you appear in that court. And then grace, mercy, love begin to bring atonement for you. If you read Zechariah chapter 3, he was a high priest, but he had a filthy garment. Meanwhile, there are two things that must not be lacking on a high priest. There must be oil on his head, and his garment must be white, so that he can enter the Holy of Holies with the blood. Because if he's not sanctified and he enters there, he will die. Now, there was a high priest with a stained garment. And immediately his garment was stained, Satan began to resist him. And then he appeared in that court. And then mercy began to speak. Have you not been there before when you failed God? And even you tell yourself, I'm not qualified. Get somebody else. Because you know it's a shame. The things you do, if they hear it, is a shame. And because it's so terrible, you know you are not usable anymore. And then in order to help your conscience, you now come to God and say, I'm not qualified. What happens is that they bring you to that court. And when they bring you to that court, the wrath of God will want to kill you. But the mercy of God will utter its voice and say, mercy prevails over judgment. And because the mercy of God speaks, the love of God now will bring a wisdom that will save you. And when you are saved, the grace of God will now empower you to live above that thing that will almost disqualify you. That's the legislative court of God. Hope you know, when Adam fell, human race was supposed to be deleted from the agenda of God. Because John went to heaven. And when John went to heaven, they took John to the beginning. And John saw, he said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Revelation 5. You see, I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal? He said, no man was found worthy, neither to loose the book or to open it. So in the agenda of God, man was no longer relevant. Man was supposed to be obliterated from the economy of God. And when John saw it, John began to cry. People cry in heaven. When John wept, one of the elders now strolled out of the court. He said, behold, there is something you are not seeing. You see, the strong angel, what he saw was that man is condemned. The reason is because that angel doesn't have the rank to appear in the legislative court. So the angel didn't know what was happening. So from what the angel saw, man was condemned. And when the angel told John that your own is finished, John began to cry. Do you see why we don't work with angels only? Do you see why our faith is not in an angel? Because not every angel can appear high. And when the elder came, he said, forget the angel. I know some people, they were in the fellowship, light appeared. Because light appeared, they became apostles to South Africa. If you don't hear Jesus Christ, you will go to South Africa like this, you will slide back. He said, behold, he now opened another vault in heaven. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he has prevailed. So what John saw was the verdict of the wrath of God. The moment man fell, the wrath of God began to insist that man will no longer exist in the agenda of God. But when the wrath of God spoke, the mercy of God also spoke. And say, have mercy. When the mercy of God spoke, the love of God went to work. So he said, for God so loved the world. All of those things were happening in the legislative court. For God so loved the world. But that God loved the world does not mean God will forgive, because spirits don't forgive. No spirit can forgive. The word forgive is the word aphesis. In the origin, it means to be washed away. Forgive means pardon. That's the English language. If you read the New Testament in Greek, where it was written, there is no word forgive in the Greek. The word is aphesis. It means to be washed away. If God sees your sin, he will kill you. I know some people go to God and say, Lord, I've sinned. If he sees it, you will die. Because spirits don't forgive. So when the mercy of God cried out, what the love of God did was that God decided to make himself the sacrifice. Because the wages of sin is death. That's what the executive court said. That every sinner must die. So the only way wisdom can work in the legislative court is for God to come and die. Because what God says, God can't change. His word is his law. So the executive court said, the wages of sin is death. The legislative court said, man must not die. So the only thing God had to do was to become man, to die. So the wrath of God said, man die. The mercy of God cried on behalf of man. The love of God made God to become man, to die for man. And when God died, the grace of God now puts man inside that equation. So it doesn't look as if it is God that died. In divine equation, it is man that died. So when Jesus was on the cross, you were there. When Jesus was buried, you were there. When Jesus was resurrected, you were there. That's grace. But that wisdom came from the legislative court. So when you come to pray, God sees you in Jesus. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. All of that is legislation. You see why we have boldness? Because we are not lost. There are systems in Zion that make for your advancement. There are lots of people here, they tell themselves, I can't do it. I'm not qualified. My father is not a pastor. I've not gone to a Bible school. I'm a fornicator. I'm a liar. There is a system set in place to qualify you. It is the mercy of God, the love of God, and the grace of God. The mercy of God cries on your behalf. The love of God substitutes on your behalf. And the grace of God empowers you to serve God. This is why everybody qualifies. Because God doesn't need an orator. God doesn't need a bold person. God needs a man he can walk in. Because when God begins to use you, he doesn't use your energy. He puts his own ability in you. It is his ability in you that is his. But it is the legislative court that makes it possible. And when that happens, then the judicial court is what gives you authority over the devil. Because that God has qualified you does not mean the devil will sleep. Even though your sins are forgiven, the devil will want you to remain a sinner. Even though God says you are a prophet, the devil will want you never to excel in that office. So the legislative court gives you weapons of advantage. That's where priesthood comes in. Without the judicial court, there can be no priesthood. So the executive court functions by the will of God. The legislative court functions by the wisdom of God. But the judicial court functions by the purposes of God. So when God wants you to be a prophet, the judicial court will bring you verdicts that will bring that purpose to pass. So everything we are doing on earth has its root in heaven, not on earth. Now, all of these things about heaven, they are heavenly jargons. Because you don't need to know about the executive court, the judicial court, or the legislative court to be a prophet. All of those are heavenly jargon. Hope you know, you were not there when the executive court decided that Jesus would be the one to die for man. You were not there when they put the structure of mercy, grace, and love to save you. All you did was you came and they said, if you believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. You don't know that believe in your heart and that confess with your mouth began from eternity past, when the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. When the Godhead said, you will die. When Jesus was nailed on the cross, you didn't know. But you just came and believed in your heart. So, the heavenly jargon is not what you need to master. What you need to master is what I will share with you in 5 minutes. It is the protocol of experience. The first is consciousness. You may know nothing about the executive arm of God, the judicial arm of God, or the legislative arm of God. But the moment the consciousness comes to your mind that God is interested in you, you have shifted. There are many people that while growing up, they destroyed their confidence and made it look as if even if God doesn't have human beings, instead of using them, God will use a goat. So when you come to a place and you say, God wants to use men, they are looking at the people God wants to use. If you go to them and say you are the one, it can't be me. Because their consciousness has been robbed. They have never seen themselves in God. They have never seen themselves being relevant in the hand of God. So no matter how you preach, they appreciate your message. They love your message, but they think it's for somebody else. When the power of God is moving, they step backward and they cross their hand. They are looking. And they are admiring what God is doing. Because they never imagine that it can be them. And if by mistake, the power of God comes on them, when they stand up, they are so surprised. How come? What am I doing here? I'm not supposed to be part of it. How? It's because they don't have a consciousness that on account of the structure that have been set in heaven, every man on earth can be used. You know, you have heard messages before that God uses only those who are usable. Nobody is usable until God helps him. Because on account of sin, all of us died. So the way you become usable is to know how to take advantage of the help of God. And the first way to take advantage of the help of God is to sustain a consciousness that if it's one person God wants to use, I can be that one. If God is looking for one prophet, I can be that one. If God is looking for one governor, I can be that one. The moment that consciousness comes, you begin to align yourself. The reason many people never align themselves is because it never occurs to them that when God speaks, God is talking to them. They think God is talking to every other person apart from them. So they can never be you. The first protocol of experiencing everything God put in place is to sustain a consciousness. It can be me. I can be the next apostle in Nigeria. I can be the next governor in Nigeria. I can be the next man doing signs and wonder. Can I surprise you? You know, you have only heard the stories of the men that God appeared to. You have only heard the stories of men that had dangerous encounters. So because you've not had one, you think you are not the one. Catherine Kuma said God didn't call her. She never had any encounter that suggested she would be mighty. One day she got tired and she came to God and said, if you use nothing, use me. Because when I check myself, I don't have any qualification. But if you use nothing, use me. And suddenly, she became a mighty woman. That her word means, didn't record any encounter that God called him. In fact, he said, church was 5,000. The power of God have never moved. Church had reached 5,000. Not one person went under the power of God. He only had body for souls. And he was looking for souls and bringing them into the kingdom. Andrew Womack was in his house teaching people Bible. And they started increasing. After a while, they began to give him offering. They began to give him tithe. And they said, I'm not a pastor. They say, you are our pastor. You are the one that teaches us. Today, the messages Andrew Womack have online, if you hear them for 24 hours, it will take you 28 years to hear them. Somebody is still spoken, but from tonight you become a prophet. I'm trying to paint this picture. You know, if I ascend, you'll start admiring me. But I want to paint the picture to let you know that you who think you are low, your ordination may be bigger than mine. What people don't know is that some of the people you are listening to, you are bigger than them. But you have not awoken. That's why I said, arise. Shine, thy light is come. So your light may come. You may have the potential to shine, but if you don't arise, you will never shine. Even if your light is there, if you don't arise, you will never shine. So the first protocol is consciousness. You leave a meeting with the consciousness that God is interested in me. Why is God interested in you? If he wasn't interested in me, why would Jesus die for me? It would have been a waste. But that civilization is governed by wisdom. And that wisdom is too powerful for waste to be permitted. So if God gave himself for me, it means he's interested in me. The moment that happens, there will be a contention. The devil will come to dissuade you that it's not possible. That thing you are thinking in your head is a lie. That's where the first power of ordination is activated. The first power of ordination is called endunamo. When a man becomes persuaded, he refuses to consider his circumstances. You may be persuaded that God wants you to win souls. And then when you start, the first people that will abuse you are your friends. And then you'll say, nah, wow. Okay, we'll give you 2 weeks. When you come to the room, they'll start doing like this. I remember those days when we were small. You know, demon walk with children. We stood up and said, anything anybody does to us, we'll forgive the person. One of my friends said, what? I say, anything God does, we will forgive. The guy now came and slapped me. I began to breathe. The guy said, I'll forgive. I thought it had finished. He gave me backhand. I removed my slippers. When I rooted him, you know why? I was a babe. I didn't know Endunamo. Because these things are not, they are not willful things. They are not a solution. When you sustain a consciousness that a God wants to walk with you, the power of that God comes upon you. That power that comes upon you is what we call Endunamo. It was Abraham that was barren. He had no children. But God didn't go to the man having 10, 20 children. It is the impotent man God said is interested in. And the moment Abraham could see it, the Bible said, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God to unbelief. He said, he was strong. The word strong is the word Endunamo. There was an ability that came upon him. As I'm talking to you now, somebody all of a sudden is beginning to remember 10 years ago when you were 13 years and God told you you would be a prophet. Suddenly, you begin to remember when you saw a vision. You were preaching in a stadium. Now you are 23. It looks as if it's impossible. But God is reminding you that that thing was not a thought. He spoke to you. And if you are persuaded, there is an ability of God that comes upon you. When I was 12, everywhere I went to, I wore tie. I've seen myself preaching to people, crowd. But I was even a Catholic. And I was not intending to become a priest. How will I preach to people? I couldn't see in the natural. But the one that spoke, he spoke from the executive court. So he didn't bother where I was part time. He only bothered from where he spoke from. And where he spoke from, there's no Catholic, there's no Methodist. There is God and man. And when he said, you will be my voice, nothing mattered. The day it became real to me and I was persuaded, an ability came upon me. That was when my tongue was anointed. As I'm talking like this, if I want people to start shouting now, I can do it. Because there's an oil here. It's called Endunamo. That oil makes it. I can talk to people for 10 hours. They will be listening as if I just started talking. It's an oil. It's Endunamo. Because Endunamo is the ability that will make you defeat the opposition the devil brings. Some of you, when you say you will work for God, fear will attack you. You stand up, you want to talk. It looks as if your heart wants to jump out of your mouth. What you need is Endunamo. Endunamo. And there's a way to provoke Endunamo. One of the ways to provoke Endunamo is to enter into the spirit. It's to enter. So when you enter the spirit, you are no longer concerned about natural things. So everybody there can be a thug. You are not seeing thugs. You are seeing souls. Sometimes the hardest people to talk to are your friends. That's when you will discover that most of the people around you are the reason you will never be great. Because if you say, today na Friday, no go club. Yeah! Somebody can buy you 5 bottles of Star. But tell him you want to buy Bible. He won't have money. If you go to a club and you need a woman, he can pay for your hotel accommodation, give you the money to give the lady. Wake up the next morning and say, hi, this handout of 1-5, help me, help me. He will say, oh boy, I don't get anything. But on Friday, he spent 17,000 on you. You were in the wine bar, you carry one bottle of wine, they say 8,000. He say, oh boy, flex, boy, flex. Wait till they happen, wait till they happen. But the next day, he can't buy you handout 1,000. The only way you can break out of such people is when Endunamo comes. And that's why you see us early in the morning, before we go out, we need to enter Endunamo. So the Bible said, in the cool of the day, Jesus went to a solitary place. There he prayed. What he was doing was ascending the mountains of God. One day, he carried Peter, James, and John. And the Bible said, as he prayed, they fasted. That was where Peter knew how Jesus did what he did. So early in the morning. Because I know if I go out, there will be agents of seduction. There will be agents of confusion. There will be agents of wickedness. What I do is that I don't wake up like everybody and throw into the campus. I enter the campus from the mountains of Zion. So others are entering the campus from their hostel. I am entering the campus from the mountain. The Bible said Jesus entered the mountain. Jesus didn't climb, he entered, because the mountain is a realm. And the way to enter in Dunamo is by tonguing. Katoka. Cheche. Adatata. Upopopo. Kakakata. Ititiata. Oluwede. You know, when you start, you will be weak. The reason is because that's your physical energy. But when you climb the mountain, you will discover the energy you are working with is not your own. That's why you went there tired. But all of a sudden, after 30 minutes, you have entered the energy of God. That's the dunamo. When you come down, you can meet a thorn. The person might even be your former boyfriend. And you tell him, repent or you die. Something has happened. You have entered the dunamo. So you are no longer on earth. On earth you are a gear. But when you enter heaven, sometimes you come down as a warrior. Yes, because on earth we judge men by gender. In heaven we judge men by mantus. Katakida. I entered there as a gear of 19 years. But when I come down, I may come down with a mantle of army, Semper Macpherson. And that mantle is 180 years old. So when I'm talking to 20-year-old people on campus, I am not one of them. I am as old as the mantle that I carry. So when I start talking, it is Captain Kuman that talks. When I talk, it's John Alexander Dowie. When I talk, it's Army Semper Macpherson. When I talk, it's Apostle Paul. Because I came with a mantle. Emonia, Avotekasi, Natatia, Ohoraga, Elena Bodogo, Akatako, Oa, Aya. Tells you, go into all the wars. There are some wars that are made of herbalist. How will you survive? Is in dunamo. See, don't bank on your certificate. When you come to apply for a job, carry a dunamo. Rub it on your certificate. There may be 1,000 certificates, but your own certificate will carry a bias, because it becomes a heavily coated substance. Who told you? This is a major in the Nigerian army. Do you think you can succeed there? There's Islamic oligarchy. There's internal politics. There are manipulations. How do you survive? Except by endonamo. That was why in Romans 4:1, he said, what did Abraham, our father, according to the flesh, found? He found the energy of God. So before you step out, enter Zion. Enter Zion. Our prayer is not for 5 hours. It's not for 10 hours. Our prayer is until we reach the top of the mountain. Sometimes it took Moses many days. He kept climbing. He kept climbing. He will fall. He will climb. Sinai is over 9,000 feet tall. But you can't receive a dunamo until you ascend the mountain. So I don't stop after 2 hours. I don't stop after 3 hours. I stop when I stand on the mountain. Because when I stand there, I become a god. That's why nobody has excuse. Nobody is disadvantaged. People are going to bid for contract. Some people went to a herbalist. They cut their tongue with razor blade and applied charcoal there. And then you think it's English language. Oh, I'm a graduate of Harvard and I have 30 years experience. That guy will just throw and drop his certificate and go back, say, call me. The people, we have no choice. The reason believers are disadvantaged is because they don't know what God has placed for them. So when you tell somebody pray, he say, I'm tired. How can you survive? How can you survive? The only way to survive is to ascend the mountains of God. Suppose that's where Enduramu is. Kedai. You see, the angel of the Lord is anointing people now. Because some of you are receiving an ability. You have failed one course for 5 years. You need Enduramu. Nobody in your family is succeeding. You need Enduramu. Because when it comes, you become a warrior. You know, when I was on campus, my friends marveled. I'll be doing my thing. Meanwhile, don't copy me. I'll be doing my thing. Sometimes I have exam by 10. And then around 8 o'clock, I wake up. I carry the lecture note. As I'm looking at the lecture note, I know where questions will come from. I will just highlight it. And I will form a small note, summarize it. When I enter the exam hall, I will give marking scheme and go on. If I carry the lecture note, I know. The reason is because there was Enduramu. Enduramu make you become a god. So when you are looking at that lecture note, you enter the brain of your lecturer. And what he's thinking before he said the question, you begin to think it. That's what men like Daniel had. The king had a dream. He said, I will not tell you. They say, give us time. There is a place where every dream comes from. Give us time. And when Daniel entered Zion, he traced all the kings of the world and he found the head of Nebuchadnezzar and he entered the brain of Nebuchadnezzar and he looked at the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. He came in the morning, he said, oh king, live forever. This is the dream you had in the night. I went where the brain of man was created. It's called Enduramu. 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 As I speak now, there are 7 of you here that the power of Enduramu is coming upon you. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, take that power. Take that power. Simba. Barakato Bakatia. Jete Kavando Rebakataka. Barato Vondo Reparadiado. Ale Katono. Barayata. Dekosa Kake. Take that power! Take that power! Take that power! Miracle! Is an atabo! Volente taliata! Vole! 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 Enduramu!
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are here, 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 when you are here.
Receive the baptism of Enduramu.
When you are here, glory is yours.
In the name of Jesus. You know, when I started, I heard a lot of doctrines. They told me that a colander is succeeding because it's from a generation of priesthood. That is fifth generation were all pastors. They started giving me, this one succeeded because 30 people are pastors. This one succeeded, all his uncles are pastors. When I checked, my grandfather was a herbalist. They did oblation in my compound. My father refused to go to church for many years. He took my mother, persuading him to go to church. I'm the first person that spoke in tongues in my family. How will I succeed? I now discovered I must receive something from heaven. And do now. God told you you will go to Brazil. You don't have any human connection. How will you get there? God told you you will go to America and bring the gospel. How will you go there? Tell somebody, Endunamo. Endunamo. Do you know how it works? Sometimes, the person that should take you to the United States, the person may be in London 5 years before the time. So God tells you, begin to pray every night. And then God doesn't tell you why. And every night, you are praying. You are praying. What you are doing is that you are relocating the person from London to America. When it is 5 years, the person will pack. He won't know why, but he will pack from London to America. And before he goes to America, he will tell himself, let me go and greet my people in Nigeria. He didn't come to greet his people. On the altar of Endunamo, you drew him from London. And when he comes to Nigeria, he thinks he meets you by coincidence. No, there's no coincidence in the realm of the spirit. Everything is a deliberate orchestration. And Dunamo, the power to overcome. Lift your hands toward heaven. I'm about to ascend, but time is finished.
Tiki,
In the name of Jesus, please be quiet if you can. If you can, weapons are being handed out now. Somebody, your tongue is about to be coated with fire. You see, there are three kinds of angels that walk with me. One of those angels are angels of fire. And God said, that impartation is coming on 24 persons. Because this campus is about to go on fire. Holy Ghost! Now, all around the auditorium, I release fire. Touch! Persons, mantles of fire. Beyond Uniagric, take your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus, step in. There are seven people here that have a prophetic mandate. I'm not talking about a mantle, a prophetic mandate. You have nobody you are connected to, but from a child, you are already a seer. As I'm talking now, the hand of God will come upon you.
Because that which the devil has struggled to keep.
Seven of you are men. You are made seven prophets of ancient order to bring government and territorial legislation. Father, seven prophets, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands over them. Activate them now. Take.
Elohim. Elohim, and she said that. Elohim,
pray in tongues for 1 minute. Wherever you are, pray in the Holy Ghost. There's something about to break upon us now. Wherever you are, please don't be a spectator. Pray in the Holy Ghost now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Everywhere in this auditorium.
Uruachetindo parani, even of a Susan de Rekiti, Meruachi de Bua Perikitano, Wataka da Rua de Midobe, Watenda Akarigo, Wutaki Sesebioda, Watikaria da Kiti, Motoperia de Genoa, Wakanadi Akana, Wutate, Wabaraka Jade, Watati Akaruaka.
In Jesus' name. Please, if you can be silent, please don't pray. There are two things that I will do now and leave here. But I don't want it to be emotional. If you are a sister in this place, put your hand on your tongue. If you are a sister, just put your right hand. The devil has made up his mind to use Deborah as harlots. But God wants to raise priestesses of the altar from this assembly. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Please be calm. Be calm. Be quiet. The sound we are hearing is coming from the spiritual. Some of you will begin to scream. Something will fall on you so heavy. They are priestesses of the altar.
You are a first fruit of the move that will begin on this campus. Because ladies will no longer go out to entice, but they will go out as lionesses, traveling and taking the territory. Priestesses of the altar. There's an angel that will go through this place now and begin to pick you out according to your ranks and according to your order. Father, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, every priestess of the altar, I come as a messenger of the last day. Touch! I hear a cry. Holy Ghost! Now! Lionesses! Lionesses! Come forth! Come forth! Come forth! Only you be praised. 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 Yahweh, you will 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 be praised. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Only you be praised. Only you be praised. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Over this campus, Yahweh. Let only you be praised. Let only you be praised. Over our campus, Yahweh. Over our campus, Yahweh. Let only you be praised. Let only you be praised. Yahweh, 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 you be blessed. Over our campus, Yahweh. Over our campus, Yahweh. Let only you be blessed. Let only you be blessed. In our lectures, Yahweh. In our hostels, Yahweh. Let only you be blessed. Let only you be blessed. Yahweh, you be praised. 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 Over our campus, Yahweh. Over our campus, Yahweh. Let only you be praised. Hey, let only you. Over our campus. Over our campus, Yahweh. Let only you. Let only you be praised. Let only you be praised.
Listen. In the name of Jesus. 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 I want to pray for a group of people. I'm seeing a fair young man. You are tall. This guy has a full hair, and it looks like you wear a transparent glass. You are somewhere around your final year, but you gather people to pray. I'm seeing a prayer leader that God wants to increase his rank. You are fair, tall, full hair, by 300 level. You gather people to pray, early hours of the morning. God wants to increase your rank. I want to use that person as a symbol to pray for others. This person is slim. You have a full head. Fair. That's the vision I'm seeing in the spirit. Is there any prayer leader or fellowship leader like that? I want to use you to pray for people. Meanwhile, those of you on this road, lift your hand. There's one of you that will come under a strong angelic ministry. A very strong angelic ministry here. Because I'm seeing that light move. That light is moving. Father, the one you are bringing that grace, touch! The angelic ministry. Those of you at the back there, can you lift your hands? There are three of you that have an evangelical mantle. One of you are not even connected to any fellowship. But right now, God will anoint you for the nations of the world. It's not about Uniagri. At the back there, standing. Holy Spirit, three evangelists of fire, in the name of the Lord Jesus, touch them. I want to pray for the last set of people before I leave here. You are here today and you made up your mind. You say, Lord, use me. I want to be your servant. Run out. Need not salvation. You are dedicating yourself as a vessel. Be careful for those under the power. Lord, use me. Uniagric is lacking of men. It's an allegiance call. Spirit of the living God.
Holy Ghost.
Touch my message. See, I was supposed to talk on Endunamo, then I talk on Elutero. Elutero is the deliverance power. And then I talk on Metamorpho. That's the transformation power. I couldn't touch the message. But sometimes, it's what God wants people to hear, not what you know. But you see, God will be blind on earth unless there are men through which he sees. God will be dumb on earth unless there are men through which he speaks. God will be weak on earth unless there are men through which he can flow and ride on. The reason God is powerful on earth, because men are yielded. That's why it pained me that I didn't talk about anything. But tomorrow will be a healing service. We will demonstrate it. But for those of you who have come out, what I have, I will give you. I share what I shared with you to let you know nothing happened on earth by coincidence. Everything is carefully legislated in Zion. And one of the wisdoms of legislation is the things you have received from me, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. I will take for granted that you are born again. So we'll take the salvation prayer and then I will hand over the inheritances to you. You see, in the last two years, I've spoken to more than 10 million people. So it's not a joke. What I'm telling you is not a joke. It's a mystery at work. And it pains me because it's already late. These things I'm doing now, I should have been doing it when I was 19 years old. You know, some people come and say, you are rushing, you are in a rush. They don't know what God is doing. We should be doing these things as teenagers. That's where you will see the brilliance of God. When you see a 19-year-old saying things that 50-year-old don't understand, you will know it's a spirit talking to him. That's why I said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have obtained strength. Thank God that you are knowing it now. I wish I knew it when I was on campus 10 years ago. I would have blown this place on fire. But you have the opportunity. One of you here, the hand of God will come on you so strong. They will stand on this field and they will stop football matches. When you start talking, it will be like a God is talking. Your mates will say, keep quiet. What did he say? Repeat, please. So when you come out from campus, you just be throwing like this. You become a wise man. So even if you go to sit down somewhere, people will gather in case you want to say something. That's how revival break out. Revival breaks out when men are clothed with God. So they become expressions of different dimensions of God. Some of you will not go for healing service. You'll be walking on campus and healing people. And sometimes before you wake up in the morning, people will line up in front of your door. And they will be calling their parents from their homes for you to pray for them. And you'll tell yourself, Friday from 12 o'clock. From 12 o'clock on Friday, they will sit under a tree. And then there will be line up. You think they are giving money. When people come, you are walking miracles. So somebody will come like this. You say, sit down, you stretch the leg. Stand up, go. The person will stand up, people will be clapping. So from Friday, the attention of you, the agri, will move from lecture hall to where you are sitting. That time, you'll begin to regulate your visit. A point will come, they'll say, lectures will stop by 12 on Friday. Why? Because Matthew is somewhere, and every student is going there. Those are the things God wants to do. It's not many fellowships. Thank God for fellowship. But God wants to raise wonders. Men of wonder. So when you see that location square at the back, lecture may be going on. If you don't leave, you will become a distraction. Because every student will turn and meet you. And when the lecturer said, do you understand? Everybody is facing there. What is happening? Matthew is there. A point will come. Even lecturers will come and attend the meeting. So on Friday by 12, before you come, lecturers will run to have seats. So you will respect them and say, okay, the first two seats in front are for professors. That's when you know professors who are parent. They are veterinary medicine knowledge. You know, their glory is their white beards. So some of them put their beak on their beard. They walk as ancient men. A point will come when you sit down, they will not to wait for you to talk. And everything you talk will become a law. So your lecturer will go home and say, Matthew say, by 12 we should pray. See, you can rule your university from here. You can rule. That's what I'm telling you. You can rule your campus. Even your VC have a problem. The reason he has not consulted you is because you have not arisen as a soul. When you begin to shine, you will hear that your VC will say, meet me in the lodge. You will tell me that, God, sir, sorry, I'm very busy. This is Friday. But if you don't mind, when I finish, he won't be able to wait until you finish. He will look for you. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe with my heart that you died for me and you rose from the dead. I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord of my life. Today, I receive eternal life into my spirit and have become citizen of heaven. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So don't play anything again. Let's be quiet. As you are looking at me, what I have will begin to rest. You are waiting for me to pray. It doesn't work like that. That's the instruction of the Spirit. Just be looking and receive. It's a transmission. You heard when he was talking about electromagnetic induction. So now it's your desire that is receiving. What you desire, you pull it. You pull it. It's not about keyboard. There are 50 people that will receive something. I'm just waiting. When it's empty from me, I will stop. Okay, 4 people are now receiving the gift of utterance. Utterance, utterance, utterance. Utterance, utterance. Utterance. You will talk with the tongue of the learned. So you help them, let them not be injured. Somebody's hand will begin to shock you. Power will come on your right hand. Power. Power. Power will come on your right hand. God wants to increase the rank of intercessors. Those of you who have been laboring with people, persuading them to come pray, You have been gathering people to pray. Now authority is coming on you. Take it. Higher authority. Higher authority. You will speak beyond you the average. Man is not to be in the choir, not to be on the pulpit preaching. That's not what it means. God using a man is simply the ability to represent God among men and to bring his government. So you may not be on the pulpit, but God will be using you mightily, more than an apostle. So when I say use me, it's beyond becoming a preacher. Is becoming a visible representation of the government of God. Father, tomorrow is a healing service. I deliberately held myself because of what I want to do tomorrow. That's why I've been calm. Because if I exert myself, I have many meetings, I preach for long. If I exert myself, I may be tired. I want to come fresh. Bring the seed tomorrow. You will see the God of wonder. Father, you see, some people didn't come out, but what I have will rest on them. You are standing in the back. What I have is coming on you now. You are the back. You didn't come out, but you have an inheritor. Take it! It's time for young men to come on the scene. Father, such as I have, I stretch my hand over this young one. And in the name of Jesus the Christ, everybody with hunger, take! You know, some of you will not be able to stop praying this night. You will pray till tomorrow. Some of you, your appetite will die. Lost, we die. You will just discover that many things you liked before, they will die, including watching football. A new set of appetites will be born. I was a great football fan. Appetites died. Where's Godwin?
If you can, please quietly go back to your seats. Quietly go back to your seats.
Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na.
told Timothy, it is your responsibility to fan the grace, the deposit of the gift of God you have received tonight into flames. And like the servant of the Lord said, tomorrow is going to be power and miracle night. I don't want you to miss your portion. Come prepared, come expectant. Come with vessels, not a few, so that you will receive that which you have been longing for a long time now. Praise the Lord. So come early tomorrow. Prayer will start by 5 p.m. Tomorrow is Saturday. We'll start praying here by 5 p.m. Praise the Lord. And for those of you coming from North Core, there is a transport arrangement. Where is the transport coordinator? There is a transport arrangement to convey you back to your hostels. The Lord bless you. Can you lift your hands and begin to appreciate the Lord? Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him for not leaving us tonight without witnesses. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Ah, shala bada gada gada bada bada. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord. For in the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Surely, may His goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life.